Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Estamai Perek Vav Mishnah Ches and Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah Estamai being learned Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama Shad Avon Aliyah and Bischos Rachel Basavar Gittel and Daniel Elazar Ben Spire Rachel. They should be given with the Zerushal Kayama Bakar of Mamish. Now we had said in the previous Mishnah that if we have two partners, one of them is a chaver, one of them is makbid with Trumas and Maestris, the other one is not makbid with Trumas and Maestris. So when they make their division of the crop, when they put all their grapes together, they made them into wine, and then they divide the wine, the chaver has to Maiser that which his partner, the Ama Aretz, received. And why is that? So we explain that since each owns half of every kernel of wheat or half of every grape or half of every drop of grape juice, so in essence, when they're making the division, it's as if they're selling or exchanging that which they have with their partner. And we know that someone who's makbid with Trumas and Maestris is not allowed to sell something to an Ama Aretz if it doesn't have proper Trumas and Maestris taken off of it. But now in this Mishnah, we're going to see an exception to that. Mishnah Ches tells us, Shnaim Shekiblu Sada Barisos, two people, they took on a field by Risos. It's not one person like we had previously. Two people took it on by Risos. Aisha Yarshu, or they inherited it. Aisha Nishtatfu, or they were partners in the deal. And one of them is Makbid on Maestris, one of them isn't. Yachal Hulaimar, the one who's Makbid, is able to tell the one who's not Makbid, tell Ata Chitim Shamakim Pleini, Vani Chitim Shamakim Pleini. I'll take the wheat that's over here, you take the wheat that's over there. Ata Yain Shamakim Pleini, Vani Yain Shamakim Pleini. You take the wine that's over here, I'll take the wine that's over there. Making the division in such a way is different than in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah, everything was grouped together and all of the produce was together and they made it into wine and then they divided it. So then it's like they're exchanging or selling the other person's half to them. However, over here, nothing was grouped together. There's some wheat over here, there's some wheat over there. There's some wine over here, there's some wine over there. It's okay to make the division like that, and the one that's makbid on Maestris does not have to take off Maeser from the portion that his partner received. However, he's not allowed to tell his partner the Amaretz, tell it to chitim vanisa irim, you take wheat and I'll take barley. Tell it to yayin vaniyat al shaman, you take wine and I'll take oil. And the reason why he can't say that is understandable. Since each of them owns half of everything that grows, if wheat and barley grew, that means that both of them own half of the wheat and half of the barley. If one of them decides to take wheat and the other one decides to take barley, so it's as if they're selling their portion of wheat and barley to the other partner. And since his partner's an Ama Aretz, he's not allowed to sell something that doesn't have proper maestros taken off of it to an Ama Aretz. And now moving on to Mishnah Tes with something similar. Chaver v'Ama Aretz, Shuyarshua Saviyam Ama Aretz. We have a chaver, he's makbid with Tomatara, he's also makbid with Trumas and Maestros, and he has his brother, who's an Ama Aretz, who's not makbid with Tomatara, and he's not makbid with Trumas and Maestros. And they inherited their father, and their father was an Ama Aretz. Now the chaver knows that which they're receiving from their father doesn't have Trumas and Maestros taken off of it, and it also is probably Tame, because their father was an Ama Aretz, and he wasn't makbid with Tome and Tara, so that means that which they're getting from their father is probably Tame. So Yachal Hu Lai Mar Lai, the Chaver is allowed to tell his brother, the Ama Aretz, Tala Tachitim Shamakam Pleini, Vani Chitim Shamakam Pleini. You take the wheat that's over there, I'll take the wheat that's over here. And the reason why the Chaver wants to take this particular wheat is because he knows that it wasn't Mokshar L'Kabal Tama, it wasn't made susceptible to be Mokabal Tama. As we said previously, the way to do that is to make it wet with one of the seven halachic liquids. He knows it wasn't Mokshar L'Kabal Tama, so he knows that it didn't become Tame. So he wants to take the wheat that didn't become Tame. He's allowed to tell it to his brother. He's also allowed to tell him, Ata Yain Shamakam Pleini, Vani Yain Shamakam Pleini. You take wine that's in that place, I'll take wine that's in this place. And once again, he knows that the wine that he's taking is okay, and the wine that his brother's going to be taking is not okay. This is a perfectly acceptable way to make the division of the Yerusha of the inheritance, because once again, it's not like they're exchanging with each other, it's not like they're selling anything to each other, and therefore it's fine. Avalo Yamarlai, but he's not allowed to tell his brother, Tell it to chitim vanisa irim. You take wheat and I'll take barley. Tell it to halach vaniya tel hayavesh. You take that which is moist, and since it's moist, that means that it was already mokshar l'kabal tuma and it probably became tame. And I'll take that which is dry, meaning it was never mokshar l'kabal tuma, so it never became tame. They're not allowed to make the division in such a manner. Once again, the reason being because it's considered like an exchange. It's like they're selling it to each other, and he's not allowed to sell something to an Ama Aretz that doesn't have proper Trumas and Maestros taken off of it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.